Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm still Shea Bowes, and he's still Organis, or Augie, as I like to call him. There's rumours he's going to be disappearing, or that someone's threatened to kidnap him. I can't believe that anyone would want to abduct Augie. But anyway, let's see what happens next week. Teaser. Where are we going to start this week? Well, we decided to start by having a look at our old friend, Keir Starmer. Yes, the most unpopular British Prime Minister since probably... Now, he's a grossly unpopular man. But you wouldn't have known that, right, Augie, from when he was retiring from office. The man who promised he wouldn't go anywhere, said he was going to stick to the bitter end. He wouldn't plunge the country into chaos. This is the guy that actually plunged the UK into chaos. Yeah, he wouldn't do it. He'd cling on by his bare fingernails. The gayest parliament in the world, right, Augie? Oh, lovely. You got to love this guy, right? Nah. Run the video, Oggs.
I will never walk away from the mandate I was given. I'm not going to walk away from those challenges.
I'm not going to walk away.
No.
I've said repeatedly, I'm not going to walk away from that.
I will resign as leader of the Labour Party, being the best husband I can to my fantastic wife, Fig.
Look at him, look at him, barely not crying.
Through good times and bad. And being the best dad I can to my beautiful children, who are my pride and my joy. Thank you very much.
And the best boyfriend to my three Ukrainian boyfriends who burnt my car and house. No, of course, that didn't happen. It did not happen. Now, Augie, something interesting when you talk about Sir Keir Starmer, right? He sheds a tear there for his, wife and family, my darling sons, my lovely people. He doesn't seem to ever have shed a tear for the people in the UK starving, queuing up at the old food banks, right?
Absolutely correct, Shay, because those kids are not part of the European paedophile elites. So 2.2 million children in the UK experience food insecurity. One in seven families with children don't have enough money to even feed them. And 4.5 million kids in the UK live below the official poverty line. And we're not talking about rapes.
Wow. And of course, you know what's also very good for a lot of street poverty and food poverty and people living on the streets and living in you know what's really good for that? Send hundreds and hundreds of, millions to Ukraine, to the Ukrofuhrer, right? That's great for that. And the other thing that's very good is to arrest about 30 people a day for challenging you online. That really helps with the food poverty. Yeah, I swear. Believe me.
I'm sure. A little bit more and Britannia will rule the waves again.
Exactly. The waves of Now, of course, as soon as he announced that he was going to retire, Sir Keir immediately tried to win some hearts and minds, you know. Absolutely bullshit, touchy-feely stuff, right? Now, you might remember the Big Don, right? Going into the McDonald's. It was kind of an original move, right, Augie? Driving the trash truck, you know, in the McDonald's. You know, you want lies with that, right? It was kind of his thing. Kind of an American on the campaign trail kind of stuff. What does Sir Keir do? As soon as he tells everybody he's going to retire when he promised he wouldn't do that, he decides to, get himself videoed doing something really British, right? Because name one really British snack food, right? Popcorn, right?
Nope.
Popcorn is about as British as bananas. You know, it's a shish kebab, right? Absolutely retarded. Who writes this for these people? Check out the video. It's so cringe, but at least we kind of found something that he's actually capable of doing without f***ing it up completely. Yeah, oh, so retarded. Run the video, Augie.
We've got a scoop in here for you.
Oh,
fantastic. And then just behind you there.
Yeah, would you like some popcorn?
Get some popcorn in my box.
Popcorn in a box.
I've been doing it for years. That's pretty good.
Right, who wants the first one? Here we go. Look at that. Do you think that's enough in that? Or yeah. Put more?
Isn't it so nice that the European politicians are so close to their people?
You don't. Oh, you
want some popcorn?
Now, luckily, we got loads more of them. What are you watching?
That's it. I'm turning off this green shit.
It sounds very perverted, creepy, and weird, right? which suits him perfectly, okay? And that kind of leads us nicely to Sir Queer's next appearance, right? Which, of course, was on relation to pride. Okay, pride. You got to be proud to be gay, to be transgender, to be a boy who wants to be a girl, but all that bullshit. Nobody gives you who you're having sex with, really. No one cares. No one cares in Russia. Do what you want. Do it in your own private, you know, time. Keep it to yourself. Nobody wants to know what freaky you're getting up to. But Sir Queer is desperate to make sure that you know what's going on in other people's bedrooms because he wants the British Parliament to be the gayest of them all. Correct, Logie? Now, we do know that it's the drunkest parliament of them all. We know Maria Zaharova told us that because alcohol is cheaper in the British Parliament than it is out in the streets. Maybe that's why they're all acting so retarded. Maybe that's why they're all shagging each other too. But Sir Queer wants everybody to be gay. Yeah, but this was nothing to do with the three young Ukrainian models who burnt his house and car because some mysterious Russian made him do it. Yeah, it's nothing to do with him being gay because he's not gay. Keir Starmer is not a closet homosexual. It's not true, yeah. But he does want the British Parliament to be the gayest parliament of them all. It's just complete coincidence, right? Right, Augie? Run the video.
I mean, Jay, even a broken clock can be right twice.
Exactly.
Really proud that we got the gayest parliament. I don't think just of all time, anywhere in the world, I don't think there's any parliament that is gayer than this parliament.
What the fuck? I mean, does he not get it? That, like, you know, when people say, oh, that's a bit gay, you know? I mean, the gayest parliament of all. It means it's a bit right? In modern terminology. Or am I missing something, Nuggie? Now, you may ask yourselves, what happens when Sir Queer gets thrown out of his popcorn delivery job? Well, guess what? He's going to become the next head of NATO. Yeah. And guess who he's going to replace in NATO? So he's going to... This failed British prime minister, right? You see, you fall upwards. You fail upwards in Western politics. It's quite remarkable. So Sir Queer is going to get, is basically being thrown out of power. He's going to become the NATO chief because he's already said he's going to do that. So that's going to happen, right? He's going to replace Mark Rutte, who was the Dutch failed prime minister. And the Dutch failed prime minister replaced Jens Stoltenberg. And Stoltenberg is a failed politician also. So you just keep failing. It's a domino of failure, okay? So Sir Queer is going to do that. He's, you know, very, very interested in the job. But has he got the required talents, let's say? Because in order to be NATO chief, you need to have a tongue about so long. And why would you need it so long? Because Donald Trump's ass is about so wide and so deep. And you need to insert your tongue into the ass of the American president if you want to be NATO chief. Because all you do as NATO chief is basically big up the big daddy, the big orange man. Yeah, the big chief. Because without the US, there is no NATO. It's a show, okay? Everybody knows it. And the big Don knows it in particular. Run the video, Augie.
If you stay here, I go over to these boards here. Because I want to show you...
I want to show you how great you are, Mr. Trump.
And I start with this chart. This chart is about...
Check it out, check it out. He even called it the Trump Trillion.
The Trump Trillion shows you the increase.
Dear viewers, here's the corrected version of that video.
Mr. President, let me introduce you to the greatest show in the world, airing on Russia Today, Moscow Mules with Che and Doggy.
Somehow, I even feel that these numbers and these charts are just pulled out of his ass, too, just to please Trump.
And Trump doesn't give a shit. Trump hates NATO and he hates everybody, everything to do with it. NATO is doomed. Now, something that's very interesting that Augie spotted is the fact that despite all this bullshit talk about NATO, okay, the only people attacking NATO are the Ukrainians. Ukraine has bombed and attacked with drones Poland, Latvia, Lithuania. You know, it's bombed ports in Romania with their drones. It's attacked Greece. It's a complete show. So the only country that's actually attacked any NATO country is actually Ukraine, which is not in NATO, but wants to join. It's a complete show. Now, what you've got to ask yourself is, where are the soldiers going to come from for NATO's war with Russia? Because take Germany. They can't recruit anybody into their military. The Blue Hair Brigade, the diabetic crew, the transgender Panzer Brigade, you know, it's not working out at all. They couldn't find anybody to go up north to Latvia or Lithuania to base themselves there because nobody wants to join. So guess what? What's the plan? I've been telling you for years that Ukraine is the laboratory where they're watching how the little amoeba act in the Petri dish. That's you. Yeah. You're the little thing zipping around in there. You're the amoeba. And they're saying now in Germany, everybody's going to join the army from next year. Excuse me, mein Führer? Yes. The whole lot of you, you're going into the trenches and you're going to go and die against the million man Russian veteran army that's going to pour across the border and eat us all alive. Yeah. I you not. It's for real. But one thing, as I said, Augie noticed is, how come they can't find anybody to fight in this war when there's so many NAFO-tards online, you know, saying they're going to kill Russia, they want to burn Russia, laughing at an explosion here, a drone strike there. Where are they all? Why are they all down at the local recruitment office? Why are all these Yukis waving their flags around in Germany, France, Paris, Berlin and London? Why aren't they all flushing into the army to go and teach those pesky Ruskies a lesson? I'll tell you why, because they're full of shit. And here's an example of the kind of retard that does a lot of talking, but does all fighting. Yes, my friends. Run it, Augie.
Behold, the NATO super soldaten.
What do you have to say for yourself when you're a fat Swedish speaking? Slot. Finland, Sweden.
Oh, yeah. I already feel defeated from this.
I can see the...
You old... Get the out of that teaching job.
I can...
Or you get the out of there right now.
I can see the Russians surrendering as we speak.
I'm already ready to give up, Che.
Teaching for a total...
Nick Sheeson, comrade! Now, of course, you may ask yourself, maybe the Western sort of militaries went a bit too far promoting the old rainbow flag instead of the national flag, right? Which is the one you're meant to gather around to defend your interests. No, they've gone for the rainbow flag. Now, remember, the rainbow flag doesn't depict a country, a state, a political position. It depicts two dudes f***ing each other, basically. Yeah, that's all it is. It doesn't mean anything. So when you hollow out the actual idea of sovereignty in your country, you shouldn't really cry and complain when no one wants to join your f***ing army, right? So what do they do, particularly in Germany, the old Bundeswehr, they've decided to try and, let's say, infiltrate the ranks of the doggies. Now, who are the doggies? These are the dudes who dress up in lederhosen, doggy masks. You know, the Irish Prime Minister is a fan, the Dutch Prime Minister now is a fan. A lot of fans of this kind of completely normal and healthy and wholesome behaviour. Very family orientated stuff, you know, just going around banging each other in a dog mask. Yeah, for sure. Check out the Bundeswehr, once the most feared powerful army that ever stalked Europe. Now it's a bunch of dudes in assless trousers whipping each other with dog leads, you know. Oh, you know, this is official German military policy. Check this out. Unbelievable. Run the video, Augie. I like the music.
I think they should rename it into Bundeswehr.
Augie, I recognize this music from your... from your laptop.
I mean, Ilya added the music.
Oh, so he's gay.
Now, that's Germany, right? You think, oh, bad enough. Not so far away in Norway, well, up north in Europe, this pervasive pseudo-religious dedication to the woke flag, to the gay flag, to the LGBTQ flag. I mean, it's funny, when you're straight and you're not into the gay thing, your sexuality isn't something that you introduce people with. You don't walk into a room and say, hey, I like to f*** women. You don't do that. You don't have a badge that says that. You don't have a hat or a flag, a giant penis entering a vagina. You don't do that. But when you're gay, you do. And you've got to get them young. If you're going to sort of subvert the natural order of things, which is a man and a woman who make babies, two men can't make a baby, two women can't. It's a man and a woman, you know, biology 101. When you want to subvert that, you got to get them young. Right, Augie? You got to get them young. So check out what's happening in Norway, where they're actually having gay parades for f***ing children. Yeah, now this really pisses me off, right? I know Augie's not too fond of it either. You know, if you're retarded enough to want to do this in your own private time, or you want to walk around the street looking like a fool, do it. Don't make kids, you know, take part in your twisted f***ed up bullshit, because that is just an absolute no-no. Yeah? Run the video, Augie.
I'm sure their parents are so proud of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's no such thing as gay children. There's just retarded parents. Of course, on top of this in Norway, you need the media to be involved. You know, Netflix, Disney, all these very influential platforms. They need to drop the little seeds in. Oh, look, it's two daddies. Oh, I've got two daddies. Oh, have you? I've got two mummies. Oh, I've got three daddies. I've got nine mummies. I've got four daddies. Yeah, you got to seed the population with normalizing what is, quite frankly, abnormal, right? It's just not real, okay? Check out Disney. I shit you not, Disney. Yes, Augie's favorite. Augie is very fond of a bit of Mickey Mouse and a bit of Donald Duck, but he doesn't go to a parade about it, okay? Check out the Disney parade, which has also now been infiltrated by the demonic rainbow flag. The Standort, jawohl, mein Kommandant. I think it's all linked, okay? That's for another week. Run the video.
Gay squirrels. Chipmunks. These are gay chipmunks. Also, gay Pluto. And homosexual Donald Duck family.
That's Disneyland off the to-do list. So, given everything we've just looked at and the things we've been discussing about Europe, its proclivities, you like that word? Augie told me to say that. Proclivities, what they like, sexually and morality and family and, you know, the collapse in demography. I'm going to predict what the average European is going to look like in the next 15 years. Here we go, okay? There's going to be no kids left because it's only going to be women. And women and men and men. So women and men are going to stop having sex with each other completely. But men will sell their to women to use, you know, to get. So we're going to have very few children, okay? Everybody's going to be gay or something else. The men are going to become women. The women are going to become men. The kids are going to become whatever they want to be, right? They could even become Minecraft figures. Who knows what's going to happen? Then, when you get to about 14 or 15, you're going to be sent to die in a war. It doesn't matter where the war is or who the enemy is. You're going to be dead. The groundwater is going to be poisoned. Everything's going to be... You won't be able to afford... And you won't have any money to pay for it with anyway, because it's all going to be digital currency, because cash is going to be banned. You won't be able to think that there's anything wrong with this, because thinking will be policed by the likes of Keir Starmer with his 30 arrests a day. It all looks absolutely lovely and rosy, doesn't it, Augie?
I love that garden shape.
Yes, Europe is a garden. We have built a garden.
Now, of course, when you have a very controlled society, okay, you need a very aggressive police force, right? Now, imagine what you're about to see was happening in Russia, in Moscow, St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg, anywhere in Russia, anywhere in China, anywhere in Iran, anywhere that the Western elites have a problem with. Think about this as you watch this video. This is The Hague. Where the police have decided to have a go at some Moroccans. It's about a football game. We'll talk a bit more about it in a moment. But look at how aggressive they are, not just with the dudes they've got the problem with, but with the ordinary passers-by. When you have a state of control, like the European Union, controlling what you think, where you go, what you actually listen to, controlling what you actually even argue about. Check it out. I'm serious. You need a very brutal thought police, physical police, and police force out on the street to make sure you keep in line. This is really spooky stuff. Run the video, Augie.
Look what happens if you try to pass by.
Cities have nothing to do with it. Yeah, spooky stuff. But, of course, Augie, doing what he does best, of course, rummaging around in those old bins, found a little clip which shows how tough these police officers are when, let's say, the tables are turned somewhat. Check out what happens when there's a couple of hundred Moroccans on the street celebrating the football. They're kind of like the French. They like to burn the shit out of their own cities as soon as they win something. I wouldn't like to see them if they lose. Check out how tough these cops are when there's a couple of hundred Moroccan immigrants on the street. Kind of a different picture. Run it, Augie. Yeah.
They just take off, just straight away.
Slightly different.
run away!
Yeah. Now, maintaining the apocalyptic view for Europe, right? Not only have you got the thought police, the physical police, the discussion police, massive immigration, your streets are burning, cost a ton of money, the banks know everything you do, the government wants to know everything you think. On top of that, you're sweating like a murderer because you're not allowed to have the air conditioning on. Now, that may be because they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Cheap, clean, efficient, reliable Russian energy. Adios. No thank you. We don't need that. Hey, Greta, we did apologize. You could be right. But check out what's actually happening in Europe and how, let's say, fickle and how delicate the ecosystem is in the societies in Europe. When you just pull out one of the little threads, like air conditioning, or you turn the heat up a couple of degrees, there's no resilience in European societies. They're very precariously balanced. And when it comes to places like France, they have absolutely no problem beating the living out of each other or burning their towns, as we've seen when things aren't going according to plan. And when you get a bit hot under the collar, it gets a bit hot under the collar, literally. Run the video, Augie.
I can literally see how the garden is turning into a jungle. Look, they're really fighting for this.
Wow, crazy. Well, you know what, Augie? At least it's nice to know that Ursula von der Leyen, that absolute paragon of virtue and democracy, that she was sweating alongside the rest of the the Eurotards in the Euro Reich building. Ursula kept the air conditioning on upstairs in her office, but everybody downstairs was sweating like murderers, right? I mean, oh man, you couldn't make this. You really couldn't. Well, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of Moscow Mules. We love making it. We love you joining us. And keep letting us know what you think in the comments, online, on the website, everywhere. It's brilliant to hear from you. Now, one thing we've kind of noticed is, as Western governments, particularly in the EU, completely push the LGBTQ agenda, Pride Month. You have to be down with Pride. If you don't, you're a Luddite, you're a backward-thinking person. Now, here's the reality about it. That's what Augie and I think, that this is all programmable sort of dissent. You're meant to be way out there because you fly a pride flag. But the pride flag is now becoming mainstream. It's becoming everything that the original movement for liberation of gay people was against. They didn't want to become mainstream. Pride is now mainstream. You fly the flag, you're flying the EU flag. You're flying the globalist elite flag. And it's all part of getting you on board with the next big thing. Is it COVID? Is it the Russians are bad? Is it the Ukraine flag? It's all about control and how you think. But we, here on the Moscow Mules, are going to keep helping you think for yourselves. And we're going to make you take your medicine, same time, same place, next week. So until then, look after yourselves, look after each other. And watch out for Augie. We think he's going to try and make a break for the border next week. Tune in and find out what happens. We'll see you then.
And cut. We're finally done with the lo- What's that? Is that a pickle? Hey, hold on. Wait. Wait for me. Ah!